We are learning Masechtas Nida, Daf Lamed Zayin, and we are starting five lines from the top. Boy Rava, Dr. Gemara, Boy Rava, Kushi Maush Tistar Beziva. We know that if Kushi means Isha who sees Dam while she's in labor to have a baby, Halacha is that if she sees Dam, she does not become a Zava. Now, every Isha only comes up on Yud Alf Yom Be'Nida L'Nida. So she sees Dam in those 11 days, she has not become a Zava, but she sees it with labor pains. A Nida she could become, if it's in the time to become a Nida, but she can't become a Zava. And the question is, the Gemara's question is, could it be Soyser? That means that if she's a middle Shiva Nikiyim, and she sees Dam through a labor, is that Soyser the Shiva Nikiyim? What's the Shaila? Mark Klaus Shaila like this. Tava Metame Soyser. Maybe only something Dam that can make your into Azava that could be Soyser. Vahani Nami Metame Bebenidahu. This also could make you into Nida, so it's Metame. Since it's a Metame Isha, if she be named Nida, the even labor pain, Dam with labor pain, can make you into Nida, so it can make you Tame. And therefore, it could be Soyser. It could break up the Shiva Nikiyim. Or maybe it has to be able to be Gurim to be a Zava. It's not enough to be Gurim Tuma. It has to be type of Dam that could be Gurim Zivas, could be Zava, could be Gurim Zava, and then it could be Soyser. That's the Gemara Shiloh. To be Soyser, is it any Dam that makes you Tame, or Dafka Dam that could make you a Zava could break up the Shivna Kiyim of a Zava? So Abai is charming a raya from a man, a ziva of a man. Omle Abai, oynes beziva yichiach. We know Malach is, unlike a isha, a man who sees ziva through oynes is not tame. Does not become a zav. Does not become a zav from that. Does not maybe becomes a valkari, but also comes, I shouldn't say not tame, maybe becomes a valkari, but does not become a zav. And still, Abai is tining that it's soyser. Amle Abaya, oynes v'ziva yichiach she'ena gairim. It's not gairim to become a zav, because oynes to become a zav, it's soyser. And it says in the Gemara before that it's soyser. So as Abai said, bro, I have a raya that doesn't have to be able to be gairim like the of making you a zav or a zav, because by ziva, even though oynes can make you make the man into a zav, it could still break up the shiva nikiyim. Amalei. Lie. Hanami Garimu. Don't bring a raya from there. You're right, it's true. But the Hanami Garimu, that's also a Garim. Why? The Tanayim to the Mishnah. We had this Mishnah before a few days ago. Ra Rirashayna Bait Kmoisa. When a man sees his first Ria, they check him out. Is it because of a different reason? Because they're eating too much, drinking too much, jumping, carrying something? Shniya Bait Kmoisa. Second Ria also check him out. Shlisha Zayn Bait Kmoisa. Why not? We had a Gemara made a drasha before. That even if the third Ria, even if that was Ba'inus, it still could make him a Zav. So you see that it could, Ba'inus could make you into a Zav. So that's why it's Soyser, it's not a Raya. So he says it's not a Raya from there. So Dr. Leza, he holds that all three have to be not Ba'inus. For Leza, because he says even the third Ba'it Kamaisai, like we have before, the Mishnah from Zavim. Rabbi Leza, I'm opposite Ba'it Kamaisai. Hachinami, Kivin Legarim, like Soyser. You can tell me if you, Rabbi Leza, Taka, it's not Soyser? Since it's not Gurim any Zivas, it won't be Soyser. Amalei, Rav Eliezer Hachanami, yeah. So he said back, Rav said back, yeah, Rav Eliezer Hachanami, it won't be Soyser. And if anyone remembers, if anyone has it the last a few blocks, they'll know that this is very shvar a little bit. But we'll see in a second ourselves. So he says, Rav Eliezer, Rav Eliezer, we're saying right now that it will taka not be Soyser if he sees Dam Ba'inus. Ziva Ba'in, not Dam. Ziva Ba'inus. Why not? Because it can't cause them to become a Zav. And therefore, we're saying we still have a Shalab us. Does Dam Kushi Soyser Ashiv Nikim? So we might as well just prove that's not true. We just said the Fir Rabbi Yezza. Tashima, Rabbi Yezza, Aimer, Afbashishi Ba'it Kmoisar. The third time, the third Riyah Ba'it Kim, because he holds it can't be Ba'inus. Anything can't, nothing can be Ba'inus. Bervius, on the fourth Riyah, Ain Bait Kmaisa, you don't do Bdika. My lap. So what's Ain Bait Kmaisa? It means it works. Now what do you need it for? What do you need the fourth Riyah for? See, the guy is a Tama Zav already. He needs Shivanakim, everything. So what does it mean Ain Bait Kmaisa? that you don't bite Moshe Vestira. That's Isa. So it's a raya that you don't need, you don't even Ziva Ba'inis stole a Saisa, Mala Vestira. What it means is the name bite Moshe is that once he's a Zav, if he sees this discharge, it's even if it comes from Michael Mishta, stole its tame. So that's not a raya yet that it could be Saisa. Toshima, I'm never going to first write about this. Toshima, Vashlishish, loves everybody to my side. You check out the Riyah, this discharge, if it came from Oinus or not. Because it only becomes a Zav if it's not Oinus. But Riyah is anybody to my side. And this Bryce speaks out clearly. Look, carbon amarti, I only said the din of Oinus to Mechaiva carbon, that Oinus is not Mechaiva carbon. Valoy listira. But stira can be even Oinus. So it's Mephorish, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Zav that comes out by Oinus, even though it cannot make a Zav at all, still it's Saisa. So it comes out that they have a Pshitas to the Shaila. So Mar says, you're right. Ela l'Rav Eliezer, Tifshay to Dovashayna Goyrim Saisa. Itaka have a Pshitas that even though it can't be Goyrim or Zav, it can be Saisa. The same thing by Zava. Even though Dam Kushi cannot make a Zava, but it could be Saisa Shiv Nikim. And what's Rav Shaila? Rav Shaila is on for Rabbanon. L'Rabbanon Mai. So Gemara's attempt to bring a raya one way or another to Rava, to Rabbanon. That means Rabbi Eliezer, we have a pshitas. Fear Rabbi Eliezer, even something that cannot cause zivas or zava, still it could be saisa. What's it done for Rabbanon? Toshima, Tony Abu, the Rabbi Oven, Ma Garim Loi Zoiva Yeshiva, Tikra Saisa Shiva. Rabbi Oven is comparing in Shiva Nikim. If a regular Isha Mil Shiva Nikim sees dam, what's the halacha? Or a regular Zav that sees discharge of Zivas during Shiva Nikim, it breaks up the whole Shiva Nikim. What about a man who sees Keri Mil Shiva Nikim? What's the halacha? Does it break up Shiva Nikim or not? So halacha is, it breaks up one day. We had this before in the Gemara, beginning of the third parak, that it breaks up one day. That's the halacha. Keri breaks up one day. So this Bryce is comparing the two things, Keri and Zav, that happens in Mil Shiva Nikim. Toshma, Tani Abu Rabbin, Magarim Loi Zoivai Shiva, just like Zoivai causes you to tell me 7 days, if you go Soyza Shiva, therefore it breaks up Shiva Nikim. And Magarim Makarav Yamechad, and since Keri only, a regular Keri, a person's about Keri, only one day Tame, Fikach Soyza Yamechad, therefore it's only Soyza one day. So what's the, it says over here that Ma Zoivai Shiva. My girl is Zoivai Shiva. So what does that mean? Zotamar, what does that mean? My Shiva. Ilayim with the Matame Shiva. If it means that it makes you Tommy 7 days, and that's saying it to my Goyrim, Hamaz Zoivai Tommy Shiva. She say, Zoivai is Tommy for 7 days, by Elay. Elav, Dova Goyrim, but he puts an extra word here. Goyrim lo Zoivai Shiva. What's that teaching us extra words? Of this price. It's teaching us there has to be Dafka Dova HaGorim. Elav, Dova HaGorim Saiser, Dova She'ina Gorim Eina Saiser. Shema Mina. We're learning out from the way this price is brought down that it has to be Gorim Zoiva Shiva, and that's when it's Saiser. Therefore, Dam Kushi in the middle of Shiva Nikim, will it break up Shiva Nikim? Hello, will it break up Shiva Nikim? Everyone knows? No, it won't break up Shiva Nikim because it can't cause it to be a Zava. So it will not break up Shiva Nikim, because it can't cause you to be a Zava. And what's according to Rabbi Eliezer? According to Rabbi Eliezer, will it break up Shiva Nikim? According to Rabbi Eliezer? Yes, it will break it up, because if Rabbi Eliezer holds, doesn't have to be Gurim. So it comes out to the Chalikas of Rabbi Eliezer. If someone asks you a question, a simple question, like Rava asked, if a Zava sees Dam Bekush in the middle of Shiva Nikim, is a break up Shiva Nikim, you'll answer him, it's the Chalikas of Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbana. Very good. Everyone's very clear now. We go right. Shema Amino. Oma Abaya Naktinon. The halacha lemaisa is naktinon. Ein kushi soise beziva. So I have a kabbalah. Naktinon usually means I have a kabbalah from my rebbeim. Ein kushi soise beziva. V'mishkachas tanadama soise. If you find my name, I say soise. Who is it? Who Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer. What's Rabbi Eliezer? Because we just finished saying it's mechalikas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon. This is we pass like Rabbanon. If you find the tana, don't ask me a kasha, because that would be Rabbi Eliezer. So that's all Dam Bekushi. Now we go a little weiter about Shiva Nikim. Tanya Rab Marinus Oimer. Ein Leido Seseres Beziva. That means the Isha's Mil Shiva Nikim and she gives birth. She has a baby. and she's a regular full-fledged Zava, she mills Shiva Nikim, she has a baby. Does that break up Shiva Nikim or not? Could she continue Shiva Nikim? She's up to the fourth day of Shiva Nikim, so she continues Shiva Nikim after the birth, another 3 days. So he says, Ein lay the Sesaris B'Ziva. It does not break up the Ziva. It does not break up Shiva Nikim. And Boilu, what's the question? Ma'u Shatala. Could he count days of her Tumas Leda, unless he doesn't see Dam in those days, could he count those days for Shiva Nikim or not? Let's say, you know, the cave is Tommy for 2 weeks. In those 2 weeks, she had a few days that she made bdikas and she was clean. Could you count that as Shiva Nikim or not? Abayam Enes Seris Vein Oila. It's not Soyser, but it's not Oila either. You can't count them either. It doesn't break up Shiva Nikim, but you can't count clean days in the Yemei Leda as Shiva Nikim. Rava Ma Enes Seris Vein Oila. The halach is, not only is it not Saiser, but you can count the days of Shiva Nikim. Like we spoke about the other day, don't think this Gemara is not Negeya. It's very Negeya. And I'll give you an example how it's Negeya. These days, when the Yishuv comes to Tommy, you wait Shiva Nikim. Another halach is that when you have a baby, you tell me 2 weeks, a minimum of Nekeva, 2 weeks. Let's say someone has a miscarriage. After 60 or 70 days of pregnancy, she has a miscarriage. It happens a lot of times. And you don't know if it's a Nekeva or a Zacha. What's the halach? You tell me 2 weeks. But after a miscarriage, you can sometimes clean up after 1 week. So could you start Shiva Nikim now? After 1 week. Halakha lemaisa. What's what we're doing paskin? So here, this is Bamash Hashayim the Gemara here. Could you count days in Yemei Leida Shiva Nikim if it's clean days? That's the Machlokes. Machlokes Rava and Machlokes Abai. Abai and Rava. Amar Rava. And usually we have Machlokes Abai and Rava, by the way, he passes like Rava. Unless you have Yalkagam. How do I know my halacha that says that it's oila? You can even count clean days in Yemei Leida for Shiva Nikim. The time went to the Braisa, v'achar titter, acha lekulam. We dash from here, after Shiva Nikim comes tar, means acha lekulam, means it has to be consecutive. Shouldn't be tuma mafsik in between. If you say that it works, there's no hafsik tuma. If you say it doesn't count, then you have Leida in between, and Leida is breaking up. You're saying you can't count that as Torah day, so if it becomes Tumah, it's not consecutive. But by Allah, no. Doesn't mean you don't have any Tumah in between. You can't have any Tumah Ziva being Mafsik B'Neim. But here, it's a Tumah Leida, that's not a problem, so it's not right anything.
The
Shem
you have by Neifu, that's not Mafsik.
It's not,
you had a week.
You have no shayla. You count. It's still the same shayla. You count. You're right. It's not mafsik. But anyway, nothing's mafsik. We said it's nothing soisa.
No, maybe Avmur
is different because it's mafsik. That's what we have. But it said oila or not. It says oila or not. Oila. Does it work or not?
Avmur is the biggest
issue. Even though it's mafsik. Okay. So, Dr. Gemara. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Amar Rava. No, Amina law. The first raya they wrote down, achatit, doesn't work out because that means it has to be consecutive without any zivas in between. Amar Rav, no, Amina lo, Tanya, we went to the Braisa, Mezoiva v'loi meniga, Mezoiva v'loi medasa. The Chiddush is like this. The Braisa says that if she metar from Meziva, Shiva Nikim, she is tar, even though she stole a Mitzaras, let's say, v'loi meniga. She stole a Mitzaras. Ladies of Mitzaras, finish Shiva Nikim. Could she go to the mikveh, she mutter? Halach is, yeah. She goes Shiva Nikim, and she can bring a carbon for her Zivas. No problem. No problem. And Leim Leidasa, same thing with Leidasa. Even if she's not tar from Leida yet, she could finish her Sfira of Shiva Nikim. First, you're like Rava. Mazayiv of Leim Leidasa. You could count, you could finish up your Zivas, even though you didn't finish your Leida yet. So it's the first ride of Rava. By Amalach, you didn't take out the Gersa. By Amalach, I'm Tani Chodo, Mazayiv of Leim Nigal. The only Geras in this price is the first half. That Mazayiv of Leim Nigal, that even though she's a Mitzayras, still, she could be mitar from mazivos. But loy sitni v'loy miledasa. Don't learn. Don't be garis nebraisa miledasa. But Rava says you have to be garis that. Why? Haimai. Imam is v'shloim mazoy v'loy. If you garis mazoy v'loy miledasa, that's the ikachidosh of the braisa. Said either itzrich leleda tani nigadami. It said also about mitzaras otu leda. But eli amos mazoy v'loy nigad. That's the whole braisa. Just talking about nagas a mitzaras. That's we have a pasuk for that already. There's a pasuk by Zav already that you can mitar from your zivas. The man can mitar from zivas, even though he's a mitzayra. So what do you know a pasuk by a lady? It must be the Ikka Pasuk really is Filei Dasa, and that's the Ikka Gerus in the Braisa. So how can Abaya take out the word Zerv Lamed Dasa? That's the Ikka Chiddush of the Braisa. So the Gemara, no, Abaya Chabezava Chabezava. You need a drasha by Zav, and you need a drasha by Zava, and we'll say why. Vitzrichi. Because Rachamana by Zav, if you say by Zav, even though he's a Mitzvah, he's still committing to hire himself, Mishum, a Zav is more Kuladik. The Lamed Tamei Ba'inus. He can't become Tamei Ba'inus. Like we learned at the beginning of the day today. He can't become Tamei Ba'inus. Maybe if she's a Mitzvah, she can't be Mitzvah herself from Zivas. So you need a Pasuk by Zava. So just say Zava. Because one of a Zava, not so Chomer, because you need 3 days to become a Zava. But 3 Rias is not enough. Of a Zav that has both the Mitzvah of Rias, he's a Tameh if he has 3 days, or if he has 3 Rias in 1 day, also is Tameh. So he's very Chomer. Maybe him, he can't be Mitzvah if he's a Mitzvah. Emeloi. Therefore, we need both. So,